Random House Audio presents The Duquesne Diet by Pierre Duquesne. Read for you by Nicholas Bell.
For Sasha and Maya, for Maya and Sasha, my two children, for the second life they have offered me, in return for the gift of life I have given to them. To Christine, my wife, without whom this endeavour could never have even been imagined. To Sylvia and Maurice, who still speak through me. Preface. A decisive encounter, or the man who only liked meat. My first contact with obesity goes back to the time when, as a very young doctor, I was practicing general medicine in the Montparnasse area in Paris, while also specializing in neurology for paraplegic children in Garches, just outside the capital. At that time, one of my patients was an obese, jovial, and tremendously cultivated publisher. I treated him regularly for a very trying case of asthma. One day, he came to see me, and once he was seated comfortably in an armchair that creaked under his weight, he said, "Doctor, I have always been satisfied with your treatment. I trust you, and I've come to see you today because I want you to make me lose weight." In those days, all I knew about nutrition and obesity was what my teachers had passed on at medical school, which amounted to simply suggesting low-calorie diets and miniature-sized meals that in every respect looked normal.